from the DeFont Leroy Recording Studios in sunny Southwest Florida in Westerly, Rhode Island. This is episode 200 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de las podcast. I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida, joined by Susie also in sunny Southwest Florida, Mr. Klinsman. And we can call it Southwestern Rhode Island. How's that sound, Billy?
That's true. Does that make me a little bit closer to the action?
It does. It does. But it's Southwest Florida, but it would be Southwestern Rhode Island, not Southwest Rhode Island, right?
Well, it's westerly for a reason. We're the most western part of the state, I believe.
Oh, hence the name. Did you know that?
Hence the name.
Yes, I did.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just learned that here on the Por Favor podcast.
You learn something new every day, and
actually,
that's the beauty of the podcast.
Oh, here we go. That's what that $80,000 of student loan debt got
like,
you.
In knows public what... school where they taught you stuff about the state, I went to those classes.
Oh, I didn't go to those classes because I figured 30 years later I'd learn it on the Por Favor podcast anyways.
And look who came out on top.
Exactly.
What's going on, people? How are you?
Oh, we're doing well. How are you?
Doing good. Did you have a good Christmas?
Low-key, just the way I like it.
Beautiful. I know that we'll be getting into it more in the meat of the episode about your Christmas plans, but did Rhodey have a good first Christmas?
No, he was in his crate most of the day because we went
most
to my
of,
cousin's
yeah.
house.
Yeah, he survived, so he had a good Christmas.
Oh, it's still that contentious between you and the road?
Can be at times.
He can't help it. You're his puppy friend. He doesn't know any better.
No, now he's determined to eat every single piece of carpeting that we have in the house.
Well, at least you're leaving the joint.
Area rugs.
No, it's the area rugs. We won't let them in the bedrooms that have
regular carpet. Yeah, no, it's all the stuff that we could take with us.
Oh, okay. He's still learning. But you guys must be excited moving into the new and improved studios very soon.
Yep, the new studio is ready for action. We close on it tomorrow afternoon.
Beautiful. It's kind of like a bittersweet because getting a new house, like especially one that you built and designed yourself, is incredible. But moving sucks.
Correct.
Yeah.
Moving is the worst thing.
Correct.
Yeah.
Like something that you choose to do. And you guys have done it a lot lately.
We've done it way too often.
Way too much. In the last 5 years, you've moved, what, this is the fourth time?
Let's see, I moved from Rhode Island to St. Louis Park, Minnesota. St. Louis Park, Minnesota to Eden Prairie, Minnesota. Eden Prairie, Minnesota to Chaska, Minnesota. Chaska, Minnesota to Venice, Florida. Venice, Florida to Parrish, Florida, and then Parrish, Florida to Parrish, Florida. That's a lot of ball card moves.
That is a lot of moves. I mean, granted, the first one from Rhode Island to Minnesota was in the 90s, wasn't it?
1998, yes.
And yeah, so...
24-foot budget truck that Kevin Arthur Bench drove for me.
I will just let you know at this juncture in the podcast that Yergina's having a sleepover at Frank and Sue's house.
Oh.
Por Favor wife's having a girls' night out, having a dinner, and Yergina Jr. is sleeping in her crib, and I have the monitor here, so if I just happen to leave in the middle of the show, it's because she started crying.
Well, that's okay. We got a slur to being delivered, so Susie might have to run out, too.
Oh, okay. Beautiful. What'd you get on it?
Pepperoni, sausage, and mushrooms.
Oh, that sounds good.
Did you get the sandwich, too?
Yes, I got the sandwich,
meatball
too.
Sandwich as well.
Ooh, meatball sandwich. So we had I picked up Yergina Jr. at Frank and Sue's today, and we got a pizza, and they got meatball and sausage, half meatball, half sausage, so it was good.
Where'd you get that from?
Tomaselli's.
Oh, yeah, that's Frank's favorite spot.
That's Frank's favorite joint, yeah, definitely.
Is that where we ordered from a few years ago when we were home?
More than likely.
Sandwiches?
If we got sandwiches, it was more than likely from there.
It is a good joint.
Now, let's get back to the wife. Where is she for dinner? I'm a little excited when I heard you say she was out to dinner. I want to hear about this restaurant.
She went to 84 Cafe on Main or something like that.
Sounds snobby.
It's not that snobby.
It's not your eclectic cuisine?
No, I've gone there before. I had the burger with the fried oysters on it.
Oh, a burger with fried oysters, and it's not yuppie. Yeah. Yuppie eclectic.
Well,
what do you mean?
It's a little
words?
Yuppie.
Are you trying to say eclectic?
That's for the word I'm looking for, yes. See, again, that Dartmouth education.
Coming in handy
to pick on somebody on a Por Favor podcast that three people listen to. Congratulations.
You're the one who keeps throwing around the term professional.
You're 5 minutes of fame.
So you should at least have a decent vocabulary and be able to speak.
That's part of our charm, Susie.
What, idiocy?
What's that now?
Idiocy?
Yes. That's a big part of our charm.
I see. Maybe that's why I still haven't listened to the podcast.
Smart move.
Although she did listen to last week's podcast, and you'll get an appreciation for just how quick we get up to property. We fired up that bad boy when we were exiting the driveway, mm-hmm. and it was still going. The piano man was still playing as we were pulling up on property.
Oh, wow. So this was for your Christmas Eve excursion.
Correct, which we'll get into in a little bit.
So I'm guessing the roads are pretty dead at that point?
They were dead. We got up there in an hour 16 or so.
That's beautiful. So just to get back on, I wanted to just say thanks to Mike in Michigan for filling in the last few weeks for me. I do appreciate that. And I know you guys had some fun talking about Fort Wilderness and things like that. And thanks to Susie for helping out as well.
We had a
family emergency to take care of, but things are doing good, and just keep moving forward here. But I'll be back in the swing of things right now. I don't see any reason why not going forward.
Good.
But yeah, just saying thank you to everyone who helped out and keep the show rolling. You know, the show must go on, right, Bill?
Now Mike's all worried that the checks aren't going to keep coming in.
You know, he can fill in whenever he wants. I mean, to have a third man in the rotation, That takes some pressure off of us a little bit.
Yeah, not that if I text you and say, take the week off, you're going to text me back and say, the hell with that, I want to be on.
Yeah, right.
You'd be like, okay, thanks, have a great week.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll talk to you in 2.5 weeks.
I'll see you in a couple weeks.
Yeah. It never hurts to have a lefty out of the bullpen that you can rely on.
You do. It's so true. You always need that guy. Aroldis Chapman coming out.
Exactly.
Going 102, just balls to the wall. And that's what Schaefer does. Because he hasn't gotten burnt out, so he brings it.
He brings it. He's good for like an inning and a third. Mm-hmm. Anything more than that, you know, you might grow a little tired of him.
Yeah, the arm starts getting tired.
He starts tipping his pitches, but until then, he's still a reliable hat out of the bullpen.
Yeah, he is.
Uh-oh, we have a Yergina Jr. sighting here. Let's see, live on the podcast. Oh, she's going back down. That was short-lived. She just cried for a second. All right, she's back asleep.
Should we get into our unofficial beer sponsors right now, Billy?
Yeah, we probably should do that. Would you like me to go first, Susie, or do you want to have the honors here?
You can go.
All right, so this week I have the Narragansett Holiday Ale. This is a small batch they brewed, released only in Rhode Island this year. And it's a special time of year, it says. Holiday season in Rhode Island is a special time of year. Thanksgiving football rivalries. Christmas trees are tagged at local farms. And Rhode Islanders who have moved all around the world come home to celebrate with friends and family. Narragansett beer has been a part of the holidays in Little Rhody for 5 generations. And this year we've brewed a festive ale with cinnamon, nutmeg, cloves, and orange peel to toast the season. Happy holidays, neighbor.
That sounds delicious.
7% alcohol by volume. It's not bad.
I think that sounds awful.
I think it sounds amazing.
I think that sounds terrible. I bet it's going to
sound... We
should
have gone home.
We should have gone home?
Yeah,
we did go home. We live in Florida.
Oh, we have we have the crying baby. I'll give her a minute to calm down, but I might have to run up. So, Susie, what's your beer of the week?
I am still drinking Winter Lager.
Ooh, I like that one. Sam Adams.
Winter Lager, warm and festive.
That is a good beer.
Orange peel, cinnamon, and ginger.
So it probably tastes very similar, yeah. What do you have, Mike? What are you drinking today?
Yeah, I have a Bud Light.
Budweiser Light. Okay. Is it their holiday bud?
Okay.
That the reason I am still drinking winter lager is because someone pilfered some of my winter lager from last week.
Sometimes if I run out of Bud Light, I look for something else that's in the refrigerator.
So it helps completely disparage what I'm drinking. But if he runs out, he doesn't hesitate to help himself to mine.
Well, have you ever heard the saying, any port in a storm?
Well, yes, I have heard that.
So I think that's his philosophy when it comes to that.
Hello there.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Chad joining us today in the studio for episode 200.
Hello, Daddle and Ron and John Carusa and Steve, Daddle and Ron McShetty and Bobby Galliard.
Chad, would you like to take us to our first break?
Sure. Let's go to break, gentlemen. Thank you. We're back from break. This is episode 200 of the Fourth Floor Montaigne Gasse Alejandro de los Podcast. Mr. Klintzman up in southwestern Rhode Island is joining us, Susie. And Susie just can't compose herself. She's laughing because once again, Cha brings us to break. I come back on in tune as a broadcast specialist, and she's just sitting there laughing like a little two-year-old. Can't compose herself.
It takes a professional hand. You mean, she makes fun of us for some of the things we say, but when it comes down to it, we keep our act together. We keep the show moving along. If Susie were hosting right now, we would just have dead air.
I'm completely composed. Thank you very much.
We would have dead air, exactly.
Dead air.
They don't teach you how to do anything at Dartmouth College, just how to critique and criticize other people.
The lowers.
Correct.
The help.
They teach you at Bryant. How to sell
rangeable? How to be an entrepreneur. Exactly. Business 101. Amen. How to put Benjamin Franklin's in your back pocket.
I don't hear Vito complaining about
it. Vito loves
degree.
Me.
Vito's a big fan of the rangeable racket.
I can't. Ted, the tax season coming around. You have to write off all your rangeables.
The rangeballs.
Yeah. I asked him the other night, I said, how are we going to move all your cash? He said, like the Sopranos in a bunch of duffel bags.
Don't you remember that?
You'll have to rent like three different U-Hauls and send them all in different directions so the cops don't know which one to chase.
Exactly. Duffel bags of just cash.
It's good to see that having 200 episodes hasn't like changed us. We're not doing anything out of the ordinary. We have Cha bringing us to break, talking about Sopranos like we usually do.
We should have Mr. Kim on the show someday.
Would he call in?
I doubt it.
I mean, if you slipped him a couple of...
If I paid him, yeah. Hello. Yeah.
He doesn't come free, is what you're saying.
No, everything, you gotta pay him.
He's like the $1 million man. Everybody's got a price.
Exactly.
So what are we talking about this week, Jürgen?
We're gonna talk about Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, just in general?
Just in general.
Oh, beautiful. Well, no, I heard a rumor... And you could confirm or deny this.
I heard a rumor. You say you want a broken heart. I heard a rumor.
So much for staying on track.
No, this is beautiful. This is part of the charm.
Jürgen Klintzman heard a rumor.
I'm gonna break out the jazz hands next.
Yeah. All right. What's the rumor, Billy?
I heard you had a last-minute decision to head up to property on Christmas Eve, and do what you do best: go rope drop to one of the parks and hit up all the rides and do a couple quick serves just to have some sustenance and head back home. Mm-hmm. Is that correct? Mm-hmm.
That's what we did. It was fantastic.
That pretty much sums it up. You did like rope drop at Hollywood Studios, did Tower of Terror 3 times, went over to Rock and Roller Coaster, Single Rider Line.
Yep.
Toy Story Mania. Got some Pizza Rizzo pizza for your romantic Christmas Eve dinner, and then... watch the Frozen show and headed back home.
That sums it up. You want to go back to our second break?
Yeah, let's take our second break. No, what'd you guys do? I know you were messaging me in the wee hours the week leading up to Christmas saying we might be heading back up for Christmas Eve, and you were kind of keeping it under wraps until the last minute.
Well, we had to go see our two favorite lobbies. And originally we wanted to go to Wilderness Lodge 2 weeks ago, but we couldn't get a ADR at Artist Point. So I was going to go to Citrico's.
So you had to settle on Narcoozie.
We had to settle on Narcoozie. I want to go to Citrico's because I had only been there once. But I couldn't get a reservation there. So Narcoozie's fell on my lap. And I said, you want to go to Narcoozie's in a couple hours? Well, what do you think the answer to that is?
Yeah, that usually doesn't garner a no, does it?
No, if you would ask the good doctor, she wanted to go to Narcoozie's and you guys lived around the corner, she would say yes, don't you think?
It depends on the night. She's not as big as a fan because she doesn't love seafood like we do. She likes it, but she's not like a huge... She's not obsessed with it like you guys are and like I am.
But if the choices were go to Narcoozie's or go pick out light fixtures for the house...
Oh, Narcoozie's are probably... Yeah, Narcoozie would probably win. Yeah.
So we were able to get a reservation.
I want to know how that was, just to go back a couple weeks. How was Narcoozie open and Citrico's and Artist Point were closed up? That doesn't make sense to me.
I don't know.
Like, I feel like Narcoossi is, like, the second or third most popular signature. I guess maybe I'm wrong about that, but outside the parks, I feel like after California Grill, like, Narcoossi's right up there.
There might have been a lot of Midwesterners in town.
Oh, it's the, that they don't like the seafood. The flyover states don't like the seafood.
Correct.
That's fair. They don't have walleye pike on a stick at Narcoossi.
They do not.
All right.
Followed up with a deep-fried Snickers on a stick.
So you go to Narcoossi, and then you were kind of bummed because you wanted to do Artist Point and then do Grand Floridian at Christmas Eve. Is that was the original plan?
Yeah, that would have been the original plan. So we
but it worked in reverse. Yeah, well, that's good. So you were able to score an Artist Point for Christmas Eve, which is a coup in itself, I would imagine. To be
yeah,
able
I
to
was
get
surprised that we were able to get that reservation
last minute like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I mean, you've seen, I'm sure you've been seeing some pictures online how busy the parks have been the last week or so
yeah.
with Christmas Eve and Christmas and this whole week in between. To be able to score that reservation, that's pretty good. And Susie, this was your first time at Artist Point, correct?
Yes, it was.
Because I know, Mike, you had gone with your mother.
Yes.
When you stayed there and you loved it.
I loved it.
Now, this is the Good Doctor and I's probably least favorite signature that we went to. We both agree on that. So you're going to have to try to convince me why you love if you did still love it after the second time
well,
in Susie.
This was on Susie's list for because there's a,
oh,
a few that she's really wanted to go to.
Because you raved about it so much after you went. You said it was the best swordfish you had ever had in your entire life. And then our server said that they don't serve swordfish.
Yeah, that was a little he's been there 15 years, he said he's never seen swordfish on the menu because it's not a fish.
It's not a northwestern fish.
Northwestern fish.
Hmm.
So, Billy, I don't know what the hell I had that last time.
But you liked it.
It was good, though. Whatever it was, it was really good. I don't know.
This just goes to show you the research that goes in. I mean, this was pre-podcast days, but usually you're pretty good with remembering food.
Exactly. So we got
maybe
the
it
first
was like a fever dream and you really just ate it roaring forks then.
It could have been. But we got the first reservation. It was a 4:05.
Okay, so it was early, but that's okay.
Yeah, for Christmas Eve, it was perfect.
Yeah, exactly. 4:05 reservation for two.
Yep.
They had a special holiday menu, so it was a little different than their regular menu.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not vastly different, but
one of the things they had was a prime rib.
Ooh. Now, that's a big I don't know. That's intriguing. Did you go with that, or do you want to not tell me yet?
I didn't go with it, so.
Okay, fair enough. Well, let's start, because I saw some pictures of appetizers that you posted online.
What'd you think of what they look like?
That soup doesn't look that good.
Okay.
I know it. I've heard only good things about it, but it doesn't. The color is just not appetizing.
It's a little muddish, yes.
It looks like mud and, like, the shaved mushrooms on top kind of look weird.
It was like, really good.
Sarah saw the picture and she was like, what is that? That looks disgusting. I was like, I think that's the mushroom soup and it does look gross, but I heard it's excellent.
Yeah, it was really, really good.
It was good.
It was
did
like
you have that, Susie?
Soup, and we both got it because he
okay.
raved about it so much and he said there was no way he was sharing it.
Yeah, she wanted to share enough. It. I'm like, I'm not sharing this. If you don't
get
want it, don't get any. Yeah, don't get any. But you're not eating any of mine.
That's fair. Tough, but fair. Now, if you guys were smart, or smarter...
Wait, what do you see? Yeah, I was going to say, what are you saying?
If you guys had done more planning ahead of time, like something I would do, because I'm a weasel, since you had a 4:05 reservation, you know that there was going to be more eating done at the end of the night. You could have saved your soup for the bar, because you said they serve it at that bar there, right? The Territory Lounge?
We didn't see it on the menu when we went back, but...
Oh, okay.
They do.
Because that would have been... That's like an expert tip. You could have got a different appetizer with your meal, gone back for late night soup at the Territory Lounge.
I mean,
we went in a different direction.
Yeah, we also got an appetizer as well.
Oh, all right. So what did you end up doing with your appetizer?
Susie, you want to talk about our appetizer?
We did the braised short rib bolognese, and it was incredible.
Now, that looked good.
It was
that
so good.
That definitely looked good.
And Mike is not really a pasta guy, but he loved the pappardelle.
And it looked like it was, like, fresh made.
It was.
You know.
He said they make it every morning, yep.
Yeah, that looked good. The braised short ribs, I'm sure, you know, how they shred it must have just fallen off the bone.
It was delicious.
Now, what was the sauce? Was it like a beef gravy almost? Or was it more of a red sauce? Because bolognese usually means a red sauce, but it didn't look like a tomatoey sauce.
It was tomatoey, but it had mushrooms in it, so I think it made it more of a brownish color.
Oh, okay.
But it was so good.
Did you like that better than the soup, or hard to compare?
I mean, I'm Italian. I'm always going to like pasta better than soup.
That's fair.
But
what about you, Mike? I know you love the soup. Did it?
No.
Was it better than the pasta?
No.
From a flavor standpoint, I would say they're pretty equal.
Yeah. Was the short rib good? Cooked well? Nice and tender?
Yes.
Anything like that? A lot of flavor?
Yes.
So it was a good start to the meal.
Very good start, Billy. Very good start.
And I thought it was a good size, too. I mean,
there was
a lot of meat in there. You know, with some of those things, they give you,
sure,
just a little tiny portion. But I mean, we split it, and I feel like we both had a decent amount.
Would it be enough to share if you hadn't gotten the soup also?
Probably not.
No.
What do you think?
No.
I guess it depends on how hungry you are and like what else you've done that day.
True, and what you're planning on getting, if you're going to have a dessert,
right,
or something like that, too. All right, so the appetizers sound like you guys are very pleased with that. The soup and the short rib pasta were both good. What'd you go with for your entrees?
I had the cedar plank salmon.
Oh, that sounds good.
It was so good. I mean, the salmon was fork tender. It was amazing.
Did they serve it on the cedar plank?
They did.
Oh, that's always... I like that presentation.
I do, too.
That's nice. Did it have any other, like, seasonings or anything on, or was it kind of just salmon with the cedar kind of flavor throughout?
They did something to it, but it was very, very, what's the word I'm looking for?
Subtle? Like,
yes, thank you.
Was it, like, the flavor of the fish just came out?
Yeah.
That was the star of it? That's good.
Yeah, and I can kind of take or leave salmon, usually, mm-hmm, but it was really good. And Mike doesn't like salmon, and he tried it, and he even said it was good.
And what'd you get, Billy?
I went with the 14-ounce Berkshire pork porterhouse.
Ooh, the pork chop. Now, I saw people commenting on our Facebook page saying, like, don't sleep on the pork chops there. I believe that was at Wilderness Lodge, wasn't it? That,
yeah,
people were saying that?
I believe so. I didn't see any of the comments.
I thought I saw people saying that, but either way, how was that?
It was delicious. Pork?
Yeah.
It was delicious.
Nice big portion.
Nice big portion. It's like a porterhouse steak. You know, that one side, it was almost like a filet mignon, very soft,
yeah,
and tender. It was very good. And you had a piece, didn't you?
I did. It was good, and the sauce that was on it was good.
Kind of like a butter garlicky sauce.
Like an herb garlic.
Yeah.
Herb garlic butter.
Good. Now, how about the sides? What'd you get with the sides with your meal?
So I get a side, and I ended up getting the... What did I get?
Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, I got the crispy Brussels sprouts.
I love Brussels sprouts.
And a sherry mustard vinaigrette.
That sounds really good.
They were good. And Susie,
how about you, Susie?
Susie, you just got what it came
with,
right?
Mine came with sweet potatoes and some smoked carrots and a fava hummus.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it was very good. And it was very generous. I mean, we brought sweet potatoes and Brussels sprouts home.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So overall, you enjoyed the meal?
I did.
How about the atmosphere? What did you think of the atmosphere in there?
I really loved it. It reminded me a lot of the Lodge at Torrey Pines where we stayed on our honeymoon.
Okay.
You know, it's got that Art Deco look to it. You know, it's a lot of wood and, you know, kind of nature theme. They've got a big Pacific Northwestern mural that's painted. You know, I mean, the view isn't the greatest. You kind of see, you know, the sidewalk into the lodge.
Right.
But from where we were seated, we could see a little bit of the lake, and so it wasn't quite as detrimental.
Mm-hmm.
And we were there early, so it was still light out. I think at night it would really, really be pretty in there.
Yeah, I'm sure that makes a big difference. Yeah, the food was okay when we went on our honeymoon. I liked what I had. Sarah didn't really like her food. But we just weren't a fan. Like, the service wasn't good. That was probably our worst service that we had.
Oh, really?
No, that service was excellent.
Yeah, they kind of, like, rushed us, and we were, like, in a small little table in the corner, and, like, felt like we, I don't know, it just wasn't a good experience.
Okay.
Overall. I'd be willing to give it another shot, except that I like so many of the other ones of the signatures that I want to try again that it's not, like, very high on my list to try again.
Right.
If I lived down there, yeah, I'd probably end up going back. But as someone who just goes once a year or once every few years. It's probably not going to happen anytime soon, just because I want to go to Chico again. I want to go to Yachtsman again. I want to go to Narcoossee. I want to go to California Girl. Those all come before it.
That makes sense.
You know, so it's not high up on my list to go back. And it would take a lot of convincing to get Sarah to go back because she didn't have a great experience there.
Chico, Narcoossee, Citrico, California.
I think we benefited from the fact that we had an early reservation. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, there really wasn't much activity in the restaurant when we were seated.
So right.
The server was very attentive, and I felt like everything came out quickly, and everybody did a really good job.
That's good. You know, well, I'm glad you guys enjoyed it.
And, I mean, everything was, I would say, up to snuff.
That's
right,
good.
Mikey?
I thought the service was great. I thought the food was great. I'm a big fan of that place.
Yeah, yeah. I know you like it a lot. So is it a place you would be, like, dying to go back to, Susie? Or is it, like, now that you've tried it, it's kind of out of your system and it just can be on the back burner for a while?
Yeah, I would go back just because I like the menu a lot. I mean, they've got scallops on the menu. They've got a veal ossobuco on the menu that I would like to try. Mm-hmm. You know, they just have things that you're not going to get in a lot of other places.
True. That's very true.
But, again, there are other places I would rather go. You know, there are places I still haven't been that I would try before I would go back here.
Very true.
What was this? De Ville who?
Ossobuco.
Where's that?
The first thing under entrees. Or sorry, it's venison, not veal.
Oh. You would get that?
Yeah. I like venison.
Yeah. Are you a fan of venison, Billy?
That's a negative, sir.
Negative on that.
It's a negative.
Now, I think I know the answer to this, but I'll ask anyway. Did you guys get dessert there?
Yes and no.
Yes and no. All right, explain.
We were too full.
Okay.
So we declined dessert, but they brought us a couple of little cookies anyway. Little holiday Mickey ear cookies.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah, it was just like a little...
aperitif?
Yeah, it was like a little ginger-flavored shortbread dusted with powdered sugar.
Hmm.
It was cute. It was a nice touch.
Now, did you guys... because you don't have tables in Wonderland anymore, correct?
That is correct.
Was there any discounts?
Yes, we got 20% off pass holder.
Okay, good. So that was on there.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's why we never got tables, because we'll wait, let it run out the end of the year, the AP
the pass
discounts.
Holder,
yeah.
Right. Yeah. That makes sense. Definitely makes sense. And then you'll kick back up with it once that runs
out.
Yeah,
probably first of the year. And if they continue it, then we'll just keep riding the wave.
Right. That makes sense. Because there's enough included to keep you satisfied.
Correct.
Oh, yeah, and we tried a bunch of restaurants that I hadn't been to during their promotions this year.
Yeah, it was good stuff. So what else did you guys do at Wilderness Lodge? I know you didn't just eat there and head back home.
And then we walked around the resort for a while. We went over to your favorite place.
Oh, the Geyser Point?
Yeah.
What'd you think of that place?
I just walked around it. It's beautiful. I mean, it's like, it's Christmas Eve, Bill. And
yeah.
People are sitting outside having a drink.
Doesn't that place just look like the coolest place to hang
out
and watch a ball game?
It looks like a great place.
They have like the little couches around, the bar's nice, TVs everywhere, fresh air blowing through, you can sit out by the water. The beautiful thing is, and I know you guys didn't sit down there, you just walked around, but they have like a bar menu, so they have some appetizers you can order that were pretty good. I had the chicken wings.
Yeah.
But the quick serve is right there as well, Geyser Point. So you can order at the quick serve, and then you could sit down at the bar, and they'll bring your quick serve food right out to you while you're at the bar having a drink.
That's cool.
That is
really cool, yeah. So it's got a lot of nice features to it. So you can sit at the bar, you can order a bar appetizer, or you can go over to the quick serve, order there, and then grab a seat, get a drink, and wait for your food to come out.
Hmm, it's a nice option.
It is. It's a good spot. I like their pool area because the geyser's over there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, their grounds are gorgeous. I don't know how much time you had exploring the grounds because I'm sure it was getting dark at that point after your dinner. But, I mean, the pool there is nice.
Hot tubs.
Just love that. Yeah, the hot tubs. I love the walk from the main lobby to where the boat launch is. Just everything in that little alcove is gorgeous. The rock foundations that they've crafted there look so good. Like I said, the geyser going off every half hour or so. Just everything. I love that resort. That might be my favorite deluxe.
It's very pretty. It definitely has that tucked away in the woods, away from civilization feel.
It's a totally different feel from anything else there, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you walk into the lobby and you're just transported to a different place. It's just so big, and it's overwhelming how big it feels in the lobby. That fireplace that goes all the way up to the third floor, everything about it is awesome.
Well, and that's we were talking about this when we were there. Mike asked if I preferred Grand Floridian to Wilderness Lodge. And I said that ordinarily I do, but at Christmas I like Wilderness Lodge better. Though Grand Floridian has the gingerbread house and everything, it's got that Victorian pastel decor. Whereas Wilderness Lodge is the greens and the reds and the poinsettias and the holly and the big fireplace, and it just feels like
a northern Christmas. Florida.
You know, I mean, it's what I grew up with and what I'm used to, and it feels like Christmas to me.
Yeah, it definitely lends itself more to being Christmassy in the traditional sense.
Well, in the traditional sense that you and I and Mike grew up in.
And
you
that's
know, if you
like
in down America. Here, then Grand Floridian probably feels more
and that's funny because I like the Grand Floridian lobby better than Wilderness Lodge at Christmas because it's brighter and it's what I always wanted Christmas to be. And I go to Wilderness Lodge and I feel like I'm in Connecticut. I don't necessarily like fireplaces. And I just love the entertainment. Nothing's better than listening to the orchestra play Christmas music.
Well, I mean, that definitely brings a huge advantage to the Grand Floridian. I can't deny that. Even if just a piano player, and then when he's done, the orchestra strikes up and starts playing Christmas music, it's incredible. But I like the darker, woods, like a cabin feel at Christmas. So it's just a different what you prefer, and obviously you prefer the Grand Floridian, which I get because it's incredible in there, but Wilderness Lodge is a great place to be. I mean, you can't go wrong with either. I'm sure you're not, like, turning your nose up at Wilderness Lodge for Christmas, you just like Grand Floridian better.
I think those are the two best lobbies for Christmas.
Just period or Christmas?
I think period. I think those are the two best lobbies.
Yeah, I agree with that. I can't really argue. The Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Everybody raves about the Animal Kingdom Lodge, but I don't think it's on the same page as Grand Floridian or Wilderness Lodge.
But it definitely beats out anything else, though. It's the third one.
Yeah.
Because Polly's not great. Polly's okay. It's not that great. It's not grand. I mean, the contemporary, the Grand Canyon Concourse is nice, but the actual lobby when you're downstairs is kind of just feels like an airport terminal.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And then Boardwalk, the lobby doesn't really exist so much. It's not like a gathering place. Like, the Boardwalk itself is nice, and, like, Beach Club is kind of a smaller lobby. Like, of the ones I've been to.
Right.
You know, that's what I would definitely rank Animal Kingdom third just by default because it's the third. Like, it lends itself to sitting around and hanging out more than any other ones.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very grand space. It's a large space where the other ones don't feel, they don't have the same scale.
Right. They're more function over form where the other ones have the form over function.
But I think they're all amazing at Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And
Pop Century looks cool at Christmas with the tree they put up. You know, I mean, they do it right. All the lobbies look good there.
I don't know what they did at Grand Floridian over the weekend, but, I mean, I thought it was really cool that they had Santa in the lobby at Wilderness Lodge.
Oh, yeah, I know. I saw that picture. I didn't realize that was the lobby there. Yeah. I'm sure he makes his rounds to all the deluxes
you
at Christmas time,
so.
I would imagine. Just have a feeling.
Go ahead.
Did you notice, like, a lot of bigger groups having, like, a holiday dinner together, or was it more, like, couples, or what was the vibe in the restaurant there?
There were a lot of tables set up for big groups.
Yeah.
Yeah. I imagine so. I imagine a lot of people meet up, even locally, or, you know, as big family trips for holidays.
Mm-hmm. But it was pretty cool because we saw a lot of people walking around the lodge in, like, their Christmas pajamas and stuff.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
it was
cute.
Meanwhile, Mike is wearing a bathing suit, it looked like.
Yeah, it was No, it wasn't a bathing suit.
So what else did you guys do? I know you didn't just stay at Wilderness Lodge.
We made a game time decision. I said, let's go ride the Carousel of Progress on Christmas Eve.
Can't go wrong with that.
You have to do it, don't you?
Yeah, because that last scene is on Christmas anyway.
Exactly. So we took the boat over there. It was a beautiful night.
Oh, how about those cabins they have that they built along the water?
Well, yeah, we came back from the Magic Kingdom, we noticed the cabins on the boat ride. So I said, we got to go check those out.
Could you, like on the boat, one time on the boat ride, you could kind of, like, see in. There's a pool table in there, giant TV. It's like, it looks like an awesome house.
Yes.
Like, it's huge. I don't even want to know how much those things go for.
Yeah, I wonder how many points those are.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. They're so cool.
Yeah, they were really cool with that.
Yeah, we got off the boat.
You checked them out, though.
Yeah, we got off the boat, and I kind of saw the sign that you know, walk this way to go to see the cabin. Yeah, so I'm like, all right, let's take a walk over there. And it was, they're really nice.
Yeah, they look incredible. That giant window looking out on the water.
I'd say I like them better than the Poly bungalows. Not that 100%. Either of them, but they just look so much cooler.
Yeah, I agree with that. I definitely agree with that. All right, so talk about Magic Kingdom. Was it insane in there?
It wasn't too bad. We got right through security, and then as we were starting to get on Main Street, it was snowing.
Oh, yeah.
And it started to get crowded, and we worked our way over to Tomorrowland. It was obviously no wait to get on Carousel of Progress. And then when we got back, they were doing a little Christmas show in front of the castle. And Main Street was starting to get pretty jammed, so we worked our way through the Emporium to get to the end of Main Street.
To get out of there.
Yeah.
Did you do the people mover while you were there?
We did not. Crowded? That's getting crowded now.
It is. I've noticed that. It's quick moving line. I mean, they stop people from going up the escalator sometimes, so it doesn't get a bottleneck at the top, but
the line moves pretty quick. It's been so much crazier the last few times we've been there than it ever was.
Yeah,
I agree. I think people are starting to appreciate that for what it is. But
they're listening to the podcast.
Yeah, well, that's true. We do have an impact on things like that.
I did get a message from Sue saying that Marshall was very excited with the shout-out.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Good. So the other thing I was going to say, so one of the reasons I know that Magic Kingdom's always so crowded at Christmas, they do the Christmas parade on Christmas Eve and Christmas and a couple days after Christmas, I believe. That's usually only in the Mickey's Christmas party. They do it just in the park those days. So I'm sure that's why Main Street was so crowded. That Christmas parade was probably getting ready to go through at 9 o'clock or something like that.
That could be.
Yeah.
So that could have been why. And I think they even do the holiday fireworks as well. So basically, like, the week of Christmas, you get the Christmas party for free, like the fireworks and the parade. But it's so insanely crowded there. Those days. I mean, I know you didn't even look at wait times, but, like, did you even see, like, with Space Mountain, like, a two-hour wait?
I didn't even see a wait time.
Yeah.
Stitches was only 10 or 15 minutes.
Well, the fact that was even open goes to show you how crowded it was. Yeah, I mean, hey, it was still, so were there, I know it's a walk-on, but were there a lot of people in the show for Carousel of Progress,
no.
Or was it empty, like it always is?
Empty.
Some people
was
actually
cool
got out and left in the middle of it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
God forbid you sit down for 20 minutes.
I know. What were you going to say? Was the Christmas scene cool?
Was it nice to see it on Christmas Eve?
Yes, it was. It was very cool.
I mean, any day you go see that, it's awesome. It feels special every time you see it.
Yes.
I don't know. That show will always hold a place in my heart.
I love that show.
So anything else exciting happened while you were up on property for Christmas Eve? You met Santa Claus.
We did meet Santa Claus.
And then I saw some pictures from the Territory Lounge, so maybe we can get a little insight on that.
Susie, take it away.
It was a little disappointing. We had decided to go to the Territory Lounge to get the dessert that we had been eyeing at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So we went in and ordered the dessert. But they don't serve hot beverages, so we couldn't get coffee to go with it.
They don't serve hot beverages?
No.
That's strange.
And they also didn't have the specialty cocktails that were on the menu at Artist Point. Because there were a couple that looked really good. And I thought, okay, well, we'll go and we'll get a drink and dessert after we go to Magic Kingdom. So we ended up just having the dessert and some water. So that was kind of a letdown. But the dessert was
good. At least they
had
the dessert. Yeah. What was it?
It was a berry cobbler.
Was it good?
It was really good.
That's not something I would ever order. I'm not a big berry person. I don't like fruit. I like chocolatey desserts, not fruit desserts. But it was good, though?
Yeah, blueberries and raspberries, which Mike ate, and then it was garnished with a gooseberry. that actually looked like a yellow cherry tomato.
Oh, really?
With like a poinsettia, like a bronze poinsettia.
It was good.
And it was delicious.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It was.
I've never had a gooseberry.
No, I had never had one either. I didn't even know what it was.
I always thought they would be like tart, like really sour.
How did I describe it when I bit into it? It was like a cross between a grape and something else.
Interesting.
It was very good.
It was good.
So that's good. That really is surprising they don't serve coffee.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to have the desserts, you would think that they would do coffee.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
I mean, it's not, and they're right next to the restaurant, so how difficult would it be to get a cup of coffee?
And the specialty cocktails, I mean, I can kind of see it, but I thought that was the bar that services the restaurant.
I thought so, too.
Yeah, you would think so.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
It was weird. So that was a little bit of a letdown.
Yeah, but at least the dessert was good. Okay. You just didn't get exactly what you were hoping for.
Right.
I mean, I guess you could have gone and, like, filled up a 12-year-old travel mug at the quick serve with coffee. And gotten a free cup if you really needed it, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Not the same. Sounds like you guys had a nice Christmas Eve. Anything else?
It was a great Christmas Eve. Yeah, no, that was about it. After we met Santa, it was time to hit the road.
Makes sense. Now, is this a new tradition, maybe?
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah. We'll see.
Yes.
I think I would maybe, depending on how things go in the new neighborhood, I would maybe like to do like a Christmas Eve open house.
No, Billy.
No, Mike doesn't want to know the news.
Nah, maybe it'll be Shula's next year for Christmas Eve.
Oh, that sounds nice. That's, hang out at the boardwalk.
Doesn't that sound nice? Maybe if Susie wants to stay at the house, I'll go up to Shula's and I'll take Daddle Martin, Ron McShetty, Fred, and Vito Corleone, and Cha Kim, and Eric, and Bill, and Mr. Kim.
Trying to slap him out of it.
That'd be an expensive bill, don't you think?
Yeah, sounds like it. That was like 13 people you just named. At about $80 a head.
At least.
You're coming out of there at least $1,000. Well, it sounds like you had a very nice Christmas Eve. I had it at the Aruda household in Cranston, which was very nice.
Okay, briefly talk about your Christmas Eve.
In case you care about it.
Of course we care about it.
We went up to the Cranston compound and we had our Christmas exchange. So the girls got all their presents from their grandparents and their aunts. And, you know, crazy, just wrapping paper flying everywhere. They got totally spoiled. And then we did our stockings. We do the secret stocking, so each one of us does someone else's stocking. I had to do Por Favor Sue this year. And Por Favor Mary had me. And Sarah had Ed the first time. He got included in the stockings, and Sarah got him.
Oh, Ed's got a stocking!
Yeah, it's getting serious now. And then Por Favor Catherine filled Sarah's stocking. So it was all good stuff with that, and had fun. We had some food from Valley Country Club that they picked up, some fried smelt, some calamari, some Clams Casino, some chicken masala.
Fried smelt, that brings me back.
Yeah,
my
I never had them before.
Grandmother always made those
good.
On Christmas Eve.
It was good stuff. So we had a good Christmas Eve. The girls both fell asleep on the ride home. And Georgina woke up at like 11 o'clock at night and was up till 1:30 for some reason. And then she fell back asleep. And then we had Christmas morning. And that all went good. Santa came. And it was her birthday. So she had her birthday stuff at night. And two crazy days in a row. And she was totally wiped out by the end of Christmas. And kind of... still going crazy this week, playing with all the new toys she has, but it was good. Good couple days, and very thankful to be home with my wife and, you know, be able to enjoy the holidays.
You know,
a few weeks ago, we weren't really sure what was going to be going on at the holidays, so now we had really good Christmas, and we're very thankful for that.
That's cool. Awesome. We're happy to hear that.
Yeah. So, on that note, I hope everyone out there listening had good Christmases as well, or whatever holiday you celebrate this time of year, but it was good. I don't have anything else to add at this point. You want to go to second break?
Yeah, we can go to second break, Jürgen.
Thank you.
All right, we're back from break. This is episode 200 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de las Podcast. Mr. Klinsman up in southwestern Rhode Island is joining Susie and I down in Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida. We just got over talking about our Christmas Eves. We kind of did about 95% of our Christmas Eve and 5% of yours, wouldn't you say?
Well, it was more about Wilderness Lodge.
Yeah.
And then it just happened to be on Christmas Eve, so then I just kind of gave my Christmas Eve as well.
Mm-hmm.
Which had a lot less Disney stuff.
Right.
Although there were some Disney gifts. I got the Parks calendar, the posters.
Nice.
2018, which third year in a row I've gotten that. I really like that calendar. And I'm trying to think what else I got. Got some puzzles, some Disney puzzles, some gift cards for Disney. A lot of Disney stuff.
Got some gift cards and some puzzles.
Some range balls.
Some range balls and a calendar.
You got a Disney gift card for Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it did.
You guys should start selling like gift cards for the range balls. Yeah, just take this into the pro shop. They'll give you the gift. They'll give you the range balls.
Oh, that would be beautiful, wouldn't it?
So, what do you think? Episode 200. We made it all this way. Almost four full years. It's incredible.
And Susie's listened to two of them. Zero.
Oh, maybe. I mean, I've heard more than that. I've heard bits and pieces here and there.
Well, she listened to the one that Yergina was on.
What's up?
I said I've maybe listened to five full episodes.
You've listened to five full episodes out of 200.
That's not bad.
That's not being very supportive, Bill.
Am I participating?
Huh?
Am I participating right now?
Yeah, you are participating.
So she's been on more episodes than she's heard.
Correct. Do I go along with all of your stuff when you want me to rate stuff and you want me to do, you know, little stand-up interviews? I think that
that's
was
true.
Sport.
You got to give her that.
Yeah, you have been.
Thank you. But I mean, as much as I make fun of you guys, like, it's an accomplishment. I think it's really cool that you guys have continued to do this and that your listenership has grown.
It's gone from 2 to 4.
Yeah, it's doubled. You just have to say it's doubled. Kids.
It's doubled.
Yeah. It all came from us having that trip in 2014 together, and then that was, like, the reason you moved to Florida. It's crazy what, I mean, I know it's not because of the podcast, but that trip,
that trip was
the beginning of the podcast, and that was the reason you guys decided to move to Florida, and now you're building your own beautiful house, and you're closing on it tomorrow. I mean, it's been a crazy 4 years. A lot of stuff has happened,
yeah,
good and bad, but, you know, this has been a part of our lives for the last 4 years. It's been fun. The best thing is, I say it every time, I get to talk to my buddy every week.
That's right.
That's the best part.
That's right, Billy.
You know, we've met some good people.
We have met some great people.
Schaefer, you know, that's beautiful. You know, we hung out with Sean from Tiki Talk the last few months ago. You guys hang out with the Willings every time they come down.
Yeah, of course.
We had to meet up, Por Favor, Pauly. With Schaefer, always a good meetup.
Por Favor, Pauly. Pauly. Daddy.
And Schaefer. No, it's been good. I mean, that's the thing that I enjoy most, obviously, is talking to you and being able to talk to Susie. And then, you know, meeting new people and interacting with those people as well. So, that's all I'll say about 200. So, why don't you take us on? Thanks, Susie.
You're welcome.
Okay, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Por Favor Podcast. You can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, Por Favor Podcast. Email the show, info@PorFavorPodcast. You can email me, Mike at Por Favor Podcast. You can watch our YouTube channel, Por Favor Podcast, Mr. Klinsman.
Email me, Gary@PorFavorPodcast.com. I think that's it.
All right. Thanks for listening to episode 200 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de las Podcast. For my cousin up in southwestern Rhode Island, Mr. Klinsman, I am Mike, Susie, signing off down in sunny southwest Florida, and we will talk to you next week.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Yes, thanks. Happy New Year. We always could spot a friend. Welcome back. And I know what a scene you were learning in. Was there something that made you come back again? And what could ever lead you? What could ever lead you?
something that made me come back again. And what could ever lead you?
What could ever lead you?
Back here where we need you.
Back here where we need you.
Yeah, but he's in my lot, cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back.
Yeah, we tease him a lot.
Welcome back, welcome back.
Cause we got him on the spot.
Welcome back, welcome back.
Yeah, we tease him a lot. Cause we got him on the spot.